Good morning, everyone. We have Nina Garrett on the podcast with us this morning. So introduce yourself, Nina, and tell us a little bit about your organization and how you got started fishing.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everybody. My name is Nina Garrett. I was born and raised in Sweden. I moved to the United States in 1993 and met my husband and been here ever since. I started fishing. I have been fishing off and on my whole life, but I started fishing with my husband about 10 years ago or so. So I'm fairly a new fisher, a new angler, still learning, but that's what my husband and I like to do. It's what gets us out. It's what gets us out in nature.
Well, you do surf fishing though, isn't that your specialty?
Not necessarily. I mainly wade fish.
Wade fish,
but. Mm-hmm. Yes, in the flats around Rockport, Corpus Christi area where we live. Wade fishing is my absolute favorite, but we do a lot of surf fishing as well. And a lot of land-based surf fishing for shark and bull reds and things like that. And we also go offshore for snapper and cobia. And so we do a little bit of everything. Anything that has to do with fishing.
Well, tell me a little bit.
We like to try new things. I'm sorry.
Tell me a little bit about what you do, your occupation. Don't you? You're actually a teacher, right?
Yes, ma'am. I started out. I was a preschool teacher by trade, early childhood development, and I worked in daycare. And when I came to the United States, I was a nanny for a long time. And when I started having my own children, I was a stay-at-home mom. So my oldest one is now 23 years old, and I've been a stay-at-home mom ever since he was born. So once my children started growing up, I wanted to find something that I could do outside the home. And that's when I discovered fishing with my husband. And it's just kind of been a wonderful experience. Wonderful. It really has strengthened our marriage, first of all, because we have something that we like to do together. It's our hobby, and it really has been a really an amazing ride. And there's so much more to come. There's so much more to learn. There's so many more things to do. And so I'm really happy about that, and it really has strengthened our connection, my husband and I. So, yeah.
Well, fishing is wonderful, and fishing, you know, getting everyone out there to fish, couples, you know, kids, women, you know, it's a great activity. It's a great outdoor activity. You know, it's great for everyone.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to ask you a few questions, too. I see that you have an organization that you work with, and I believe we briefly spoke about this, about with the veterans and about shark fishing. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because it sounds pretty amazing.
Yes, ma'am. We're part of a veterans organization called OATH, and we are their official shark fishing team. So what we do is we're a group of five members, and we take a group of veterans out on weekend-long land-based shark fishing trips every summer. So this is, we go out and we camp on the beach with the veterans for a whole weekend. And we just fish and we cook for them. We sit around the campfire, and it really is a wonderful organization. And it really has, it's been a great experience for me personally, and from what I've heard and what the veterans are telling us, it really changes their lives as well in a positive way. So that's what our mission really is to get these veterans out there. And it's kind of an intimidating environment But at the same time, it's extremely good for camaraderie, and it has a tendency for these veterans to open up in that environment. So, for example, if we're sitting around a campfire and we're cooking, and people have a tendency to share. And I think it's very important for these veterans to share. So what they've gone through, their traumas, their PTSD, and which is huge. Obviously, it's the PTSD is probably the most harmful aspect of being a veteran. But it's really good for them to be able to speak about it in that environment where everybody is very encouraging and listening. And so in that aspect, it changes their lives as well.
Well, I think that's pretty amazing. And as a matter of fact, you had sent me a video, and I believe your daughter had put the video together. She has a very good journalistic talents going on there. And I believe it was her father, your husband, that she was doing the video on. It was pretty amazing and very inspiring. And of course, I'm going to attach it to this podcast. But does she
do
the kids work with you and the organization as well?
They don't. They are, well, my daughter is, she's working on a video right now about, so in a way she is, yes. She's finishing up a video about our experiences out on the beach with these veterans, shark fishing. So I will be sharing that in the next coming weeks. But so in that way, she is involved in it. And hands-on, no, they're not. They're busy going to college and going to high school. So this is something that my husband and I do with this group. And what's amazing about this group as well, what my husband and I have learned is that these veterans have become lifelong friends.
No, that's great.
They're very close. We're all very close. And it's a group of friends that I just treasure, because these are genuine people that are so, so close to my heart, and I'm so happy to have them in my life. So in a way, I think it has almost been, you know, it's been a blessing to me.
Well, how many?
More than, so it's kind of a symbiotic relationship. I think that what I'm doing is really I do maybe sometimes for selfish reasons as well, because it makes me feel good. But at the same time, they also take something from this experience.
Yes, you're doing a good deed and you're giving back. How many veterans do you take on this outing?
Well, we're a group of six members, so we try to take at least one veteran per member. So about six veterans each trip, and we try to do up to five trips a summer.
Oh.
There's a lot of planning going in. There's a lot of expenses, and you know, we do a lot of these expenses come out of our own pockets, and that's absolutely fine with me. I'm not complaining at all, because I would do it in a heartbeat regardless. But we are doing active fundraising throughout the year to make these trips happen.
Well, is it a repeat trip for a veteran, or do you have different veterans each time?
No, we have different veterans each time.
Okay.
Each trip, we have a new group of veterans.
All right. And don't you have some other fishing activities that you do that you're involved in as well?
Yes, we have me and my girlfriend, Laurel Cantu. We have a group called Fish Like a Girl, South Texas. And with that, we like to promote, kind of like what you do, Wanda. We like to promote and empower female anglers to go out there and try it out. whether you're a beginner or a professional, we try to make it as unintimidating as possible. We want them to get out there and try it out. We want to encourage female anglers to go out there and try it. It really has changed my life. So I want people to experience, I want other females to experience that as well. Being in such a male-dominated business, I think it's very intimidating for female anglers to try to go out there, and they don't think they're good enough, or, you know, but that's not what it's about. You know, you got to try. Everybody's got their own way of doing things. You learn as you go what works for you. There's no right way to do anything when it comes to fishing. It's what works for you. You don't have to have the most expensive gear. You don't have to have the perfect setup. You don't have to have the most expensive rod and reel or equipment. Just go out there and see what works for you.
Well,
that's what we're trying to promote.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, because there's a lot of women, like I was telling you before we set up the podcast, that, you know, I meet pretty much every time I get out on the water, I'm fishing or at a dock or whether it's by the roadside, there's usually a female there that's sometimes fishing by herself. You know, and I'll introduce myself, get her signed up, and give her a business card and get her involved in some of the activities that I'm involved in. And, you know, that helps build up their self-esteem. It gives them that female support that they need.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what struck me about you as well, is that you have exactly those same values that I do. What you do is amazing, and I can't thank you enough for that. And the more I speak to you, I realize that we're coming from the same place. Our goal is the same. So I'm so happy to have met you, Wanda, and I really hope to fish with you one of these days.
Well, me too, and thank you, Nina. I've been looking at your Facebook page, and of course, you got some awesome fishing pics up there. And what is one of your favorite memories here lately of being out there wade fishing?
I think my favorite memory is actually from surf fishing. It's not even necessarily wade fishing that I love so much, but this particular trip that we took, this was back in November of 2019, so just a few months ago, we went and set up at the beach at Padre Island National Seashore out of Corpus, and we were surf fishing, and we were fishing all day and taking out baits, and it's a lot of hurry up and wait. Once you launch your bait out there, you kind of sit and wait for something to hit, but at the same time, we're cooking food, we're laughing, we're having such a good time, and didn't really expect anything to really bite, because it was a very, very slow day of fishing, and out of nowhere, my rod goes off, and I'm fighting this fish, and my adrenaline is pumping, and I have everybody around me just cheering me on. All my new veteran friends and old friends, and my husband, who's my biggest cheerleader of all. And I end up bringing in my biggest redfish ever. It was 42 inches.
That's pretty big.
And I was just off cloud nine. And that's not really even, it was just being there with my friends and with this group of people, which are all Oath Shark fishing team members, by the way. And it's just, I could tell how happy they were, how encouraging they were. And that's kind of what we do for the veterans when we're out there. So I felt like that was something that they gave back to me for doing, for being encouraging for them on the beach when we're doing our veterans trips. And it was unforgettable. Just the whole evening was unforgettable. Not just my personal best redfish, which was amazing, and that one was of course released, but just the fact that I had such a genuine group of people that were there, and it just really brings a tear to my eye still. So that's probably my favorite memory about fishing. And there again, I feel like the Veterans Association has done so much more for me than I have for them almost. So I will continue with that work for as long as I live.
Well, when you say that about what they've done for you, you mean about building up your self-confidence? Okay. And that's what
building up my confidence.
And that's what we're trying to do for a lot of these ladies, because I get a lot of them that want to fish and they're like, I'm not really that good. You know, I really don't know how, you know, but like I said, we're all learning together, and that's what it's about, supporting each other. And that's why I built this platform, built the website and the podcast to give these ladies a voice and then a platform to stand on to voice, you know. So it's all about supporting each other, networking. And with that in mind, you know, we can all have a good time fishing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's important too that we have it's not only empowering female anglers, it's having certain values, you know, not sending the wrong message, not intimidating them. This is not a beauty contest. It's about so much more. We want them to send the right message, and we want them to feel like, you know, this is anything you can do. You can do anything.
Well, one of my good friends, Captain Lisa K. Crossan, who just got her guide license, said it best. We're here to compliment each other.
Yes.
And that's what it's about.
Absolutely.
And you were just at the fishing show last night in Houston. You want to tell me a little bit about that and some of the people you ran into?
Yes, it was quite overwhelming. It was a lot. And I wish I had one more day to go check it out. But yes, there was a lot of different products that I didn't know that I needed. So I'm excited to try this. There's everything from jigs to lures to offshore jigs, and because we do a lot of offshore as well, and federal snapper season is getting ready to start, so we do a lot of that. But there was also a lot of different guide services from all over the United States, all over the world even. And so that was really interesting to talk about the different fishing, because that's what I want to do as well, is try new things, try new fishing, bass fishing, crappie fishing, you know, all of those things. I think that there's just so much more for me to learn.
Well, you think you're going to
try out. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you think you're going to be able to join us on the Islander? You met Ron and Aaron Hellyer?
Yes. And that's what I was talking to Aaron. And tell me again, how do you pronounce the name of the Islander?
It's the Chandelure Islander Lodge.
That's what it is, Chandelure.
Yeah, I was
a little unsure of the pronunciation there. But yes, that looks absolutely like something that I would love to do with my husband, and I know my husband was really excited about it too. So definitely going to try to get a group together to go out to, it's a little island out just outside of Louisiana.
Yes, and the Islander is actually sitting up, it's a jack-up rig, and it's actually, they've turned it into a fishing lodge. And that basically you can fish off of it, or you can have a guide. They have a boat there, also a crew boat. And they have kayaks that you can rent. I mean, there's just fishing all over. But what is amazing is the sunsets and the sunrises. Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And then it's all inclusive.
I saw some of the pictures, and it's just just absolutely beautiful.
It is.
Absolutely beautiful. And just being able to fish day and night.
Oh, yes.
That
oh, yeah.
would just be a dream for me.
You can fish 24 hours a day if you want to. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Yes. I've been out there a few times. I've had the most fun. I caught my biggest redfish out there. A couple of years ago.
Is that right?
Yes, it was amazing. I was fishing with some friends from out of town that I was promoting. It was four guys and me, and each one of them hooked up to either a shark or a big bull red, but nobody landed their fish but me. So that was amazing. And I even had video of me fighting the fish and getting it back to the boat, measuring it, and it was quite a memory for me. You know, I've got quite a few memories, but that one was a great one. And like I told Aaron, I can't wait to get back out there and fish again.
Yes. And we need to get together and try to get a group of us together and do that. It looks like such an amazing experience. And I like the fact that they cook your fish for you.
Oh, yes. Amazing.
They cook three meals a day.
Yes.
It's absolutely perfect. I think what you can do is when we finish the podcast, if you wouldn't mind adding a link to the lodge as well, to the Islander Lodge.
Of course. I certainly will.
To this conversation. Yeah, I talked to Erin for a long time, and she's just super sweet. And to me, that's something I definitely, it's very near and dear to my heart. It's something I would definitely like to do. And of course, you know, I mean, of course I would like to go out there and catch some big trout too.
Oh, yes.
You know, but you know, that's just kind of icing on the cake. As long as I'm out fishing, I'm happy. It doesn't even matter what I catch or how big fish I catch. It's just something about the ocean and the water that calms me, and it's my escape, really.
Well, tell me a little bit about your page that you have, Fish Like a Girl. How many members do you have, and how long have you had the page?
Well, we honestly, we just started it less than 6 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So,
very new.
We're going to make a pretty good push here very soon. But it's Fish Like a Girl on Facebook or on Instagram. It's hashtag Fish Like a Girl South Texas. And basically we do, our mission statement is pretty much similar to yours, Wanda. It's promoting female anglers, encouraging female anglers. Get out there, try it, don't be intimidated. You know, we're and also keeping our values, promoting a positive body image. That's important to us as well. And I can't emphasize that enough. Just setting a realistic image of female anglers. We don't come across as, we don't want, you know, we're not professional by any means. We're always learning. So we want to just make sure that they have the realistic image of us.
Oh, that's awesome.
As anglers, yes.
Very awesome.
So, you know, but also at the same time, I feel like these women need to go out and try something out of their comfort zone. I think that's important too. And who knows, they might love it.
I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree with you, because I've been invited to a couple of conferences this year, which I've never done before, you know, but I'm going to go.
Right.
I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to do everything I can to promote the women in the industry and promote our sportsman's paradise as well, because I'm pretty much all over when it comes to fishing. You know, I've got a couple of websites. I got rodandreel.com that I co-own, and now I have rodandreelgirls.com that basically is catering to the lady angler, the female angler, and supporting that network. So I have a few more questions I wanted to ask you. Tell me a little bit about the tackle, the gear that you use to do your wake fishing.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Tell me a little bit about the tackle, the gear that you use to wake fish.
For wake fishing?
Yes.
Well, during the summer months, of course, you don't need waders. But during the winter months, I mean, I fish year-round. So what's important is, the very first thing is you gotta have some good waders, and you gotta layer. And you know, when I go out, I have my waiting belt. I have my pliers. I have my net. And you know, those are the most important things that I bring with. And if I do, I do both lures and live bait. It's not. I don't prefer one over the other, but if I do live bait, I bring my bait bucket with me and extra hooks, because every once in a while you'll break off. So yeah, so that's my, you know, go-to gear is the waders, the boots, the wading belt with the clippers, and the net.
Well, do you have any?
And of course, your fishing pole.
Well, do you have any sponsors that, you know, that basically sponsor you, that provide you with any of your gear?
No, not really. I mean, there are some things that there are certain gears, certain brands that I prefer, but I haven't approached anyone, or nobody has really approached me about it. So it's just what I prefer, my personal preference for it. So I am a pro team for a apparel company, though. It's called Saltaholics, and their product is amazing. So that's something I really what works for me, and the products that I prefer. That's what it's all about.
Well, do you have any tournaments coming up that you're going to be in that you would like to promote while you're on the podcast?